Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey gang, it's Eli bringing you the next in our live shows recorded at the Hamilton Fringe Festival and starring special guest Hannah Gallant. Enjoy.
Hannah, thank you so much for coming today. Being a guest for today's show is going to be a creature on this planet. How long has Hannah been on this planet? Just shout out a timeline for me. Like a couple of years, couple of months?
Millennium.
A millennium. Ooh, an old spirit. Nice. And what's a quirk that her character might have? Like she might have, you know, she might be really into peas in a weird way. What's something that she might do?
She always twirls her hair.
She twirls? Oh, you have hair. Okay, so your creature has hair, lots of hair. Are we talking like Cousin It? Like,
yeah, I'm not twirling it up here.
Okay, it's down here, right. And what kind of physicality does she have? Like, does she move smooth? Is she a blob monster? Is she
tentacles?
Ooh! Tentacle floats?
Yeah.
Ooh. A hairy tentacle float monster. This is the stuff of my nightmares. All right, and second to last thing, what is her name? Oh, are your pronouns, what are your pronouns?
She, her.
As your character, perfect.
Oh, as my character?
As your character.
Oh, what do they use on this planet?
It's up to you. If you
feel like I'm androgynous.
Androgynous, mm-hmm. I dig it. Cool. All right, so we have an androgynous character. What is their name?
Flurla.
Okay, so can you remind us what we are going to see today, Hannah?
Well, my name is Flurla. I've been on this planet for millennia. I'm very hairy and twirly. And I got lots of tentacles, so.
All right.
I sort of float.
Yeah, you sort of float. Yeah. Whether by, like, that's your personality, that you're very floaty or physical, we don't know yet. Yeah. We'll see as we watch the episode unfold. Well, thank you, Hannah. I'm going to let you go back. Ladies and gentlemen, so we start the episode with the offer of the one where blank, the one where Beatrix gets lost, the one where they have a party. So throw an idea out at me.
The one where the water fights back.
Oh, the one where the water fights back. I love it.
I don't think it's an immediate problem, but I think someone should address the rising waters in the base.
I mean, the sprinkler system is working as intended.
Yeah, but I think it might be working overtime. It's quite wet in here. Like, listen. Listen to that echo. It's long and it's wet. I don't like the sound of that. It sounds like a snake or a bunch of snakes in a ball rolling down a hill.
Ooh, this feels good.
See? The water's talking.
Ooh. I haven't washed my hair in ages.
Water doesn't talk, Albot.
Yeah, you jumped to that assumption really quickly.
I'm just saying what I think and what I feel, and I thought we trusted each other.
Ooh, what's this? Something for me to wrap a tentacle around?
Who's touching my foot?
Ooh.
Oh, water doesn't touch your feet.
Sure it does.
If I take a little bite.
Ow! Who's biting my foot?
Oh, what? Ow! Oh, hey, oh, hey, move it! Hey, take two! Take down! I'm not done eating! Take down! Take down! God, You're pulling my hair!
Sorry, I'm not trying to! How the water's talking.
I was right. Do you need help there, Bob? Or are you good? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm just being pulled underwater by my foot.
Well, luckily, whatever it is doesn't like Bob.
Sound of a door opening.
Guys, okay. So first of all, apologies about the water. I set like 5 fires today. Not intentional. Very electric. But also, the sprinkler system appears to be off. And I'm not going to lie, I think something came into the base.
Well, you might not want to stay swimming out there. There's something in the water.
Ooh, what's this? Something in... What's this? A little piece of textile of some sort? Ooh, I want a little nibble. You're stepping on my hair. Stop.
Just wait, and they'll vomit you back up.
No, I've got a hold of something. All right, whenever this is, you come here. You play with Beatrix now, baby!
Oh!
I just got a lump of hair in my hand. Wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Is that ice?
Yeah, keep moving the hair.
Oh, God.
I've got 16 of them.
Oh, my God.
I can see every single one of you and up your shorts.
Oh, this is horrifying. I'm so sorry. You're so horrifying.
I have been underwater with nothing to eat for 6,000 years.
Sorry?
I also have a story, but I want to understand why you're making it our problem or why you're going to eat my friends.
Guys, we have protocols for something like this, right? Well, don't make your I'm bringing up the protocols noise.
Okay, make my other noises then. Then do it. Do the first step.
I was doing the protocol. I was just about to do it. I was gearing myself up for it, and then you started speaking.
Can you guys get to this a little bit faster? I am losing a lot of blood. Just a lot of it.
Do we have any protocols that don't require just me and Beatrix to be in the water?
I mean, you could... There's stairs. You could, you know...
I say again, a lot of blood. Oh, wow.
I kind of like the blood.
I don't like that. I'm not gonna lie. That's not my favorite thing to hear today.
What is your name?
Bob.
Flory, it's been a long time. Did I miss read a social cue?
No, you didn't.
You're both looking at me. Are you looking at him? Sorry, sometimes 16 eyes is honestly, it's incredible, but also very confusing. It's easy to misinterpret things.
I understand. I struggle with two eyes sometimes. That's a point that we can bond upon, which is something that I meant to find with alien life.
Is anyone else spinning?
No.
Well, this is like a roller coaster.
Well, I won't be here long. Once he loses all her blood, I'll pulverize her bones and mash her up into a smoothie and then flip her through.
Oh, can I have some, by the way?
Wait, are you doing this in a hostile way or are you just going to do it in like a fun way?
Oh, no, I need energy to procreate with myself.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Well...
Does it?
Wait. What's the method you turn one of us into a smoothie that is not a bad way?
Sorry,
I was talking to Albot.
Well,
sorry,
you can't get mad at a lizard if it eats a frog, because that's what lizards do. So, like, if she got to eat one of us, I'm glad it's not me.
Maybe the best way to learn is a demonstration.
Frog legs are delicious.
Beatrix, you're, like, so pale.
I feel terrible.
Oh, she's drowning. Now it's time.
It was not my time.
I thought it was pretty fun to watch.
It was informative.
It was actually wild the way all those tentacles and hair moved together to wrap up around her and make her bones dust.
I feel like a bit like a third wheel on a date.
What kind of dates do you go on?
That's a valid point.
So I'm going to need a few things before I can procreate.
Okay, let's go. Shoot, let's give it to me.
Someone braided my hair.
Cut to the pod room.
How's that? I think I did the triple braid on that one.
Very nice.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no. I'm in the pod. I seem to have died.
Yes. Make sure you get all the crevices. Lots of hair grows in the crevices.
Oh, no.
What am I looking at right now?
Well, we're braiding hair. And we're making friends. And... No, those are the two things that we're doing. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
How's that for a crevice braid?
Perfect. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt this party, but is that a hollowed-out skin suit of mine lying next to you?
Well, the thing is, our friend needs it to procreate.
Then!
You might be better off not thinking of it that way. Think of it more of like...
A nest. A nest where I will lay my egg.
That doesn't help!
Your rotting flesh will keep them warm. And the first thing that they'll eat when they're born is your eye sockets.
You're a part of something magical. Life. Birth. I'm going to shut up and go back to crevice hair.
Beauty.
I was going to say think of it like a water balloon. But I think the best way for us to get along on the planet is to engage with the local fauna. You know? I'm engaged.
What do you mean you're engaged?
Congratulations.
You haven't done a single braid. Yeah.
Sorry, could you repeat your question?
Sorry, who's talking to me?
It's the eyes again, huh?
Yeah, there's so many of them. It's all a blur.
You're not engaged. You haven't braided a single braid.
Well, I prefer engaging from a distance. It's
here,
one of...
Come here.
That's not distance. That's okay. Personal bubbles are a real thing.
I think I should just point out... There's engaging with the local alien culture, and then there's being murdered over and over. Why have none of us addressed... I don't understand. What are we trying to do? Bartholomew's literally having his leg eaten right now. Oh, are you having a good time?
I'm very quickly starting to see things your way.
All right, that's it. We did not invite you into our base, foul creature.
Before this with your base. You nesting little...
Stay calm. You're messing up the braids.
Oh, right. Back to twirling. No. Keeping calm.
Maybe there's something we can offer you to leave us alone?
Oh.
We can give you the hollowed-out skin suit of our friend, and you can use it for your eggs.
We've already done that.
Well, I meant maybe at a different location.
Jimmy Bob.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Take them.
Fine!
That's
well,
me.
You're the tallest, so you might fit the most eggs. I think it makes sense, and honestly, it's a pretty good treat.
I don't want to eat him.
Oh, phew. Because for a minute, I was like, ooh, this is getting weird and scary.
Hang on, Bob, that might not be good news.
I just want
someone to braid my hair.
Oh my god.
In the deep, dark orifices that I can't reach with my tentacles.
Oh, wow.
This is not an moment.
She's opening up to us and she's being vulnerable.
This is my moment. Can you just give me a moment for once?
And once he's done braiding, then I'm going to embroider his skin. Slurp it through my nethers. And make the shells for my eggs out of his.
You can take my moment now.
You know what? Take him. No, seriously. Take him. Why don't you, if that's what it takes to leave the base, huh? I'm winking.
Huge
if that's what it takes for him to leave the, for her, them to leave the base, then we should sacrifice. I'm so sorry, Bob.
It's
part of it. I don't make the rules.
Is When you said embroidered, you mean like a nice tattoo? Or
a friendship bracelet.
Oh, okay.
Bartholomew and Alberto, why don't you just come over here?
Okay. Yeah, what's going on with your eye?
It's a wink.
Yeah, Beatrice, do you have something stuck in your eye?
No, yes. I'm being subtle.
Oh.
Okay, guys, here's the deal.
Yeah, should we be winking too?
No, stop winking. Stop it. No, we're past the winking point.
I'm blinking. Is that okay?
Oh, that's like winking twice.
Pay attention to me. Okay, focus. Yeah, let's go.
I don't know how much time we have. The braids are almost done. Okay,
no, there's a lot of crevices.
Oh, so he can't hear us. Why'd we go over to the corner at all? Move farther away with me. All right.
I have 16 eyes, but only one ear. Could you guys shuffle to the other side of me? I can't quite get what we're saying.
If we give her Bob, then we can follow her back to her lair.
They give you
Shut
me.
Up!
They can...
What?
Shush! Shut! I... Oh, no, you gotta take our friend. I get. He's got her. Okay. Well, it's nice knowing you, Bob. I guess we'll see you around, maybe, or, you know. Bye.
Bye.
One little thing.
Cut to that plan having been enacted.
I made a souffle for you. Well, you held that one down for about a half a second. That's better.
Delicious.
Oh, thank you.
I'm almost ready.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've never been involved in, a birth ceremony before. It's my first time. Sort of excited. A little nervous.
Don't worry. Once you're dead, you just lie there.
Okay, just lie there.
And I do all the work.
You're gonna do all the work, okay.
Okay.
I'm just afraid that I'm gonna, fall down wrong, you know, and ruin it.
You can't ruin anything. Don't worry, you're gonna do a really good job.
All right, okay.
Cut to the bushes.
When do we step in?
Okay, we gotta wait for the right moment. Everybody, shush. Yeah. This is the most disgusting cave I have ever seen.
Just think about it for a second. Maybe we should just leave him. Go with the plan without the winking. He said he was excited. I heard that in the distance.
But what if there's 1,500 other eggs and versions of this creature? They're going to take over the planet in a second.
Wow, you know a lot about their biology.
Well, I did see my, skin suit filled with her babies.
I guess that makes you an authority.
So what are your plans, decorating for your new brood? Have you come to a decision? Because I know,
Good question. I was going to make the walls into, combs and then just brush my hair up against the wall.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat. What about little, mini combs down on the ground so that they can brush their hair?
Comb baseboards. How do you install those, though?
Oh, I think Albot, the little robot, is really great at, installing things around the base. I'm sure he'd be happy to put in,
Albot? Well, call him. Get him over here.
Okay, hold on. They're just over there in the bushes watching us.
Hi, Bob! We're gonna save you, but we're waiting till the perfect time.
Oh, no, it's cool. We need Albot over here.
I'm coming.
I'm going.
I don't know. I want to go. It's fine.
Come.
Okay. Thank you. I like to be involved in whatever we're doing. What do you want me to do?
Well.
Oh, that she has a really good idea. They have a really good idea when they laugh like that.
I think I need a nap.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to sing for you, or I could...
Absolutely.
Okay. Good night! Yeah! Good night! Woo!
Oh, no, Albeda singing his good night song!
And do it all again in the morning!
This is a bit of a sidebar from the situation, but don't you hate it when you're in your bedroom late at night, and you've already been asleep for a few hours, he comes up right to your ear, and he just starts doing this?
Actually, no, it puts me to sleep usually. Listen, he's got the most soothing voice you've ever heard.
Sleep every day.
No, he doesn't.
It's time to do She's passing it out. Again. They're passing
sleep.
Out.
Every day we go to sleep. Every night we go to sleep. Every day we go to sleep. Oh. Okay, I think it worked. She is asleep. They are asleep.
That was really good, Halpat. Thank you.
I've been working on it, actually. I'm thinking about adding a couple more verses. It's not long enough.
Now's not the time. All right. How do we kill her? No, don't give me that. Don't you do that, Albedo. Don't you have empathized with her?
I sent her. I can't let her go now.
I feel like you're not in the bushes anymore, and I can hear you for some reason.
We stepped in. Yeah.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Sometimes it's tough
sorry,
to...
Sorry, she's... Yeah. They're sleeping.
Sorry.
They're sleeping.
Yeah.
They're very close to a big day, so they want to get a... They need to get a good rest.
On the killing plan, I don't know if this would be a little bit too convenient, but there's something labeled death button right above her forehead.
What?
I mean, it seems a little too easy to me. But you never know, right?
Right, if you accidentally poke one of the eyes instead of the button, and then they wake up, and they get mad, and have to sing again, I think we should do it.
What? No, we... What? We're not thinking of killing them, are we? Like...
Oh, no, that's the whole conversation.
Yeah, the whole idea was that we come here, we take her out, take them out.
But they're a life form, and they're gonna have babies, and I was gonna be part of it.
Would it make you feel better if you got to push the button?
No!
Oh no. Oh no. Waking. What do we
A little bit of a snack? Ooh, that's something I've had on the menu before.
Oh, no! Snack!
Hey, get away!
So where did we land on the button pressing? Beatrix, I don't want to do it without your consent. I want to make sure you agree with the plan.
Aw, she's a skin suit again.
Episode.
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, Michael Davinsky, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Hannah Gallant. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.